Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
It hurts, Penny. Losing my mom really hurts.
I know it does, Connie. There's a guy I've never seen before looking for you. He said his name is Jeff Lewis.
He was my first love.
I became a Christian, in part because of you. So I got my private pilot's license and a degree in aviation. Dr. Graham came to see me.
You need more flight hours, Jeff. And our medical missions team needs a pilot.
Except you want me to fly into the jungles of South America.
And all you'd be doing is flying me, my nurse Ava, and our medical supplies.
Oh, Francesca, good to see you.
Dr. Lily, good of you to come.
Francesca's the only villager who speaks English. So what are we dealing with this time, Francesca?
Much sickness.
Alberto, take me to your mother.
Si. Mama, mama, despierta. Mama?
Is that blood?
Step aside, let me see
her.
Maya. Unconscious, bleeding out of the mouth and nose, pulse is weak but rapid.
What do you think it is?
Her body is shutting down. Are you able to carry her to the clinic, Jeff?
Sure, of course.
I can give her an epinephrine injection for the anaphylaxis. That will reduce the constriction in her throat.
Will that save her?
It will ease her suffering.
What are you saying?
She's dying, Jeff. And I don't know what we can do.
Oh, there you are, Miss Kendall. I wondered what... Oh, you're crying. Wooten, tissue?
Here, cut.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you remember Jeff, don't you, Eugene?
Oh, of course. Greetings, Jeff.
Hi.
Connie, is this about the ceiling fan fiasco?
Oh, no. It's about Alberto and his poor mother.
Hmm? What's a ceiling fan fiasco?
I was looking for a fan to replace the light fixture in Mom's living room. But as I was staring up at this perfectly lovely fan, I remembered my mom saying once how I loved watching ceiling fans when I was a baby. She would have loved that ceiling fan.
But then...
And then I realized that if I bought it, I'd have to remove the current light fixture, and that was the first purchase Mom made after we moved to Odyssey.
At which point, Miss Kendall burst into tears and rushed behind the linoleum display.
There wasn't anything emotional about linoleum. I'm so sorry, Eugene. I really thought I was ready to make changes to the house. Most days I'm okay, but then, then there are days like today.
It's quite all right.
I think it's pretty normal to feel that way, Connie.
Well, sure it is. It's all part of the grieving process. Sobbing behind a linoleum display is recommended therapy.
Anyway, finish your story, Jeff. What happened to Maya?
Excuse me, who, pray tell, is Maya?
Oh, she's part of a great airplane romance medical mystery story. Sit down, Eugene.
In the middle of the story?
Oh, sure, I'll catch him up. Jeff has flown Dr. Graham and Eva Parker into a small Venezuelan village where babies have been mysteriously sick, and they believe it may be the result of a toxic flower used in a worming hut. Meanwhile, a young mother named Maya is dying, but they don't know why. And somewhere in the midst of it all, Jeff will fall in love. I think that's funny.
Whoa, nice job.
Thank you.
Intriguing. Jeff, may I sit over here?
Certainly.
Very well, carry on.
Well, okay. So, Dr. Graham examined Maya, but she had no idea what was causing her illness or what to do about it.
Her pulse is getting weak.
But she was all right when we arrived yesterday.
She looked exhausted, but I assumed it was because of her baby. Right now, all we can do is make her as comfortable as possible. Ava, find Francesca.
Okay.
She should be down at the river looking for those flowers. She said something about a doctor treating Maya.
What doctor? Treating her for what?
I don't know. That's what we have to find out.
What about Alberto?
He likes you, Jeff. Go out and spend time with him.
But what do I say to him? How am I supposed to say it when we don't speak the same language?
Jeff, you can comfort him without words. You know what to do. You remember.
So what did you do?
The only thing I knew to do. I held him on my lap, and I prayed for his mom, and for him. It was hard. I knew what it would do to that boy to lose his mother. It brought back all of my own feelings.
Your feelings?
You mean to say you had a similar loss?
While I was in college, my dad died of cancer.
Oh, Jeff, I had no idea.
Oh, pass me another tissue.
You're holding the box?
I know.
So you know what it's like for me. But you should have said.
Why? This is your time of grief, Connie. You lost your mom, and you're going to feel all the feelings that go with that. And you'll also feel the comfort God offers. Either way, you can't rush to the other side of it. You have to go through it and have days like you've had today.
Is that why Dr. Graham sent you out to Alberto?
She was my dad's doctor, so yes, she knew what I had experienced. And even though I couldn't offer him answers or make everything fine again, I could try to give him the same comfort that God gave to me.
I believe there's a verse in 2 Corinthians about that, chapter 1, verse 4, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. And as I was sitting there with Alberto in the same place where I'd been checking people into the clinic, I remembered something that Maya said.
What?
Medicine.
What are you talking about?
When Maya checked in with her baby, she said something about having her medicine.
Well, that could mean anything. Medicine in these parts could mean chewing a root or drinking strong tea.
Still, it has...
Sorry, it took so long. She went further up the river to find the flowers.
Maya! Ay, ¿qué pasó, mi hermana?
No, stay back from her, Francesca. We don't know why she's sick. And I need your full attention. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
I found the flowers.
They're Brugmansia.
That's what made the baby sick?
Yes. The good news is that they'll recover. But the flowers aren't why Maya is sick, Francesca.
What's wrong with her?
Okay, you said something earlier about another doctor. What other doctor?
The jungle doctor.
Oh.
Jungle doctor? Is that like a witch doctor?
No, not exactly, but you're thinking along the right lines.
He came to the village. Maya had pain in her back. He said he could heal her. I told her, no, he's not a real doctor, but she was in great pain. So he gave her medicine.
What kind of medicine could he give out here? Herbs? Potions?
Well, we've seen this before. And often it's black market pharmaceuticals. Francesca, have you seen the medicine? Do you know where it is? Because if I could see it, I might be able to figure out what's made her sick.
Ay, no sé. Maybe the medicine is in her hut.
Oh. Okay, please look. And Jeff, please help her.
You got it.
This may be our only hope.
So you searched the hut, you found the medicine, and now we can move on from the sick people part of the story and back to the airplanes and the romance.
Sorry, no.
Oh, I should have stayed on the porch with the potted plant.
Beg your pardon?
What happened next, Jeff?
We searched the hut, we searched around the hut, and there was no sign of the medicine, so I had another idea. Francesca, if we could find the jungle doctor, we could ask him what he gave Maya. Do you know where he is?
He travels from village to village, but his home isn't too far from here.
Okay, how far?
Near the village of Paragua. It is a two-day journey through the jungle, though.
No, Maya won't last that long.
How long would it take by plane?
Very fast.
Jeff, you'd have to go deeper in the jungle, and who knows if there's a place to land.
Do you know of any other options?
All right. Francesca, will you go to be his interpreter?
Sí, claro, anything to save my sister.
Let's go.
You should go, Dr. Graham.
Oh, no. I have to stay with Maya.
I'll stay. There's nothing you can do for her anyway. And if there's any detailed information you need from this jungle doctor, or whoever, you'll know what to ask.
You're right. Since we have a reasonable suspicion that this is drug-related, give Maya a corticosteroid injection. Mm. That may stabilize her until we get back.
Yes, right away.
Are we going or not?
I'm coming!
Francesca knew to follow the river up the mountain, and she recognized the jungle doctor's village from the air. It only took half an hour by plane.
Well, that's better than 2 days.
So you found the village, but what about a place to land?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't quite as easy.
What about that field, Jeff? Can you land there?
It goes to the edge of a cliff. If I can't get stopped in time...
Well, I don't see anywhere else.
Neither do I. It's our only option.
How many feet did you say we need to land?
Weren't you the one who told me to trust my skills?
Well, I'm not always right.
You have a pretty good track record so far, but there's only one way to pull this off.
What are you going to do?
I'll need to extend. Make a large circuit and then cut the engine.
Wait, cut the engine? Why?
With the engine stalled, we'll land with less power, allowing us to brake more quickly.
Requiring less runway. Okay, you're the pilot.
Sí. I pray you land the plane, okay?
Landing gear down, flaps at 30 degrees. No tower to call. Here we go.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, we're gliding. Lord, protect us.
Amen.
Ay,
brace yourselves. It's going to be rough.
Oh.
Come on. Stop. And there. Not a moment too soon.
Oh, we made it! Oh. Alleluia! Oh.
Well, what do you know about that? It worked.
Okay. Where did you learn that trick?
I saw it in a movie.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know that before.
You're sure this is the right one? The jungle doctor's hut?
That is what the villagers say. And they also say we were crazy, loco, for landing our plane in their field.
Nice that they were worried about us.
Not us, their cattle. 10 minutes ago, the cows were in that field.
I don't think he's here.
The people say he travels much.
What do we do now?
Well, look at that. He left the door open.
What are the laws here about breaking and entering?
No breaking. Just entering. And this is a professional courtesy. I'm a doctor making a house call.
The villagers are coming this way.
Go talk to them. Stall them for me.
Sí, sí, claro que sí, doctora.
Wow. He has quite a medicine cabinet.
The whole house is a medicine cabinet. What are these drugs anyway?
Well, I recognize this label. It's from a company in Russia that distributes black market drugs, mostly illegal fakes. Or the kinds of drugs that were failed in test trials or were deemed too dangerous by the FDA. I don't know. There are too many here. There's no telling which one he gave to Maya.
So this is a wasted trip?
Well, not entirely. We can certainly tell the authorities about this place. Do you have a camera on your phone?
Sure. But I can't get a signal out here.
That's okay. I only want photos of some of the labels and the looks of the pills.
Okay.
The villagers are angry.
Are we in trouble?
No. I told them that you're a doctor. And now they don't want you to leave without helping them first.
Well, there's no time. Tell them I will come back to help them. I promise.
You promise?
Yes.
We promise.
Then that will make them happy.
Just tell them to keep the cows away from the field.
I see.
Connie, I thought you were taking the day off to paint.
Oh. Salutations, Mr. Witt.
Hi, Witt.
This looks like such a cozy gathering. I thought I'd bring over a selection of tea, hot chocolate, and coffee. Mm. Here, help yourselves.
Oh, thanks, Witt. Gratitude.
By the way, I decided I'm going to keep the house white.
Oh, really? But yesterday you were saying how much you disliked white, that it was boring and sterile and, what else was it?
Completely lacking in personality.
Uh-huh. Yes. But Mom loved white.
Well, Connie,
Maybe I'll do a pale blue. That's a compromise. We both sort of like blue.
You know, you don't have to make any changes to the house right now. I mean, there's no rush.
But it seems like I should.
Hmm? Why?
Well, now that you mention it...
Ceiling fans will go on sale again.
Yeah, and the appliances will still be there. And I may even be able to find an air freshener that smells like bacon. Mm. Or not.
Thanks. Mm. So, Witt, Jeff was just telling us...
Yeah, I know. I have been half listening from over at the counter. But now it sounds like he's coming to the big finish. I thought I'd join you, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Grab a chair, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, thank you, Chief.
Now, where were we?
You returned to the village in Maya.
But without an answer about what the jungle doctor gave her.
Hmm. That's right. We decided to search Maya's house again, looking for any nooks or hiding places. We knew there had to be a bottle or a pill somewhere. There's nothing here. Still. We've gone over every inch of this hut a dozen times.
There aren't a lot of hiding places in a 30-square-foot hut. Francesca?
We'll see. Maybe she hid it outside somewhere.
Then we'll never find it.
Francesca, we should go to your sister now. I'm sorry, but there's nothing else I can do.
Yes, I know, doctora. I will pray for her. What will I tell Alberto?
I'll stay with him.
Bring him to the clinic in a little while. We'll have Francesca explain everything to him before he sees his mom.
All right. I was hoping for a happier ending this time. Alberto!
Jeff! Look!
Yeah, a parade. I see. Alberto.
It's good, no?
It's really good. But I'd like you to come with me.
Okay.
Your mom, Madre. She's very sick. Come with me.
¿Usted quiere la medicina?
Yes, we need medicine for her.
¿Quieres esta maraca?
No, I don't want the maraca. Wait, what do you have in this? How do you open this?
Así.
These aren't pebbles. They're pills. Come on, Alberto, we have to get to the clinic.
Enduseferin. This drug never even made it to the FDA. It's very dangerous. They wanted to do clinical trials in Campbell County, and I was on the committee that rejected it.
Is there anything we can do?
I'll use the satellite phone to contact the FDA or the NHS. If there's a treatment, they'll know what it is.
But this is good, right?
It's good, but we're not out of the woods yet.
I can't believe it, Alberto. You had the pills all along.
¿Qué?
Pillows. Pilitos. Pilates. I don't know what the word is in Spanish. Why would you make maracas out of your mother's pills?
Jeff, no comprendo.
Never mind. We need to pray now. Pray?
Sí. Pray.
And I learned a prayer from your aunt today. Que Dios nos ayude.
God, help us.
Yes. God, help us.
Jeff! Jeff!
Ava, please give me good news.
The countermeasure to those pills is simple. A common antibiotic we have with us.
Oh, thank God.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo está mi mami?
Creo que va a estar bien. She's going to be all right.
You saved her life, Jeff.
Yes.
I think Dr. Graham gets some credit, too.
Though we're begging the question, why did Alberto put the pills in the maracas? Mm-hmm.
Francesca asked Alberto about that later. His mother had taken the pills for the first time the day we arrived and started to feel sick. Mm-hmm. So she tossed them out, and Alberto thought they would sound good in his maraca.
Yeah, but I missed the part where you fell in love.
Did you?
Well, didn't I?
Love?
Well, we were loading up the last of the supplies from the clinic before we flew back. Vaccines, generator, cots, gauze.
Jeff?
Hi, Francesca.
Maya's resting, but she wanted to talk to you.
I'll stop by to see her on my way to the plane. We need to get going so Dr. Graham can make a stop in that village, Purawa, on the way out.
I'm sure she just wants to say thank you again. We'll see you next time. Adios.
Maybe you will.
Jeff, remember to leave all the vitamins, bandages, and antibiotics. They'll need those.
Oh, sure. So, when are we coming back?
We?
The medical team. Doctor, nurse, and pilot.
I wouldn't want to corner you again.
Oh, come on. You knew I'd want to come back, just like you did.
Not everyone does. For some people, this kind of experience is a one-off. And that's okay. We'll take whatever help we can. I wasn't sure about you, but now I know.
Know what?
You did good work here, Jeff. And I don't mean just as a pilot. You cared for these people. You were willing to take risks for them, not only in your plane, but in your heart.
This isn't what I planned to do with my pilot's license.
I know. It's not what I intended to do with my medical license either. But here we are.
Oh, bait and switch. You're in love with being a missionary pilot.
Technically speaking, from a literary point of view, that isn't really a romance.
Yeah, I guess not. But it felt that way. There was something that came alive in me during that trip, like my talents and interests converged with this great purpose, a way to impact people. And I knew I wouldn't be satisfied with doing anything else.
So, you're doing this full-time now?
I do it as I can. There's no end of places that have a need. But it comes down to funding, of course, and time.
I think if people knew about it, they'd give money or volunteer to help out.
Well, they might, Connie. But how do we tell them?
We? I heard him say oui, and he wasn't speaking French.
I noticed the very same thing. Mr. Whittaker?
Well, actually, I'm looking at Connie.
Hmm. Oh, me?
You are gifted in areas of communication?
Yeah.
Well, I could put a documentary together.
Uh-huh.
I could tell your story, Jeff. We could tell a lot of stories.
Eugene, I heard that oui again.
Indeed, Wooten. And that wasn't French either.
No, I'd be happy to look into the funding if we all put our talents together to help.
Look, I appreciate it, but I don't want you to go to a lot of trouble for me.
It's not for you. It's for what you represent.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe there are other organizations we should be helping as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, but I'm concerned about you, Connie. I don't want you to take on a lot of extra stress, not with everything else you have going on, the loss of your mom and...
Jeff, I spent the last 24 hours in emotional turmoil about various shades of yellow, crying about bacon, and hiding behind floor coverings. I need to spend my time on more than grief. You reminded me of that. I want to take the comfort God has given me through His love, through the love of my friends, and pass it on to other people who need it. Just like that verse in 2 Corinthians says, I want to look beyond myself. Isn't that what we're called to do?
So, when do we get started?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're starting now. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. Though I didn't actually do anything.
I believe you allowed us to interrupt your private meeting with Connie.
Is that what we were having?
Well,
maybe we'll try it again sometime.
I'd love to. Though, don't you think it's kind of funny?
What?
A while ago, our relationship ended because you weren't even a Christian. And now we have a whole new kind of relationship because you are. And this time, you're the one giving me spiritual encouragement. I mean, don't you think that's really weird?
I think it's really God.
God's compassion is so amazing that it not only works in us, but also through us. Once we experience His love, we're able to share it, whether that's to people in a far-off land or right in our hometown. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The pilot was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Gap Digital and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Andre Stoika, Gary Reed, Lori Tritel, Amanda Troop, and Alina Santana, and Julio Cesar Chavez. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.